Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. Our guest speaker today is Pastor Cardell Jeffrey. We want to truly thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join Pastor Cardell Jeffrey as he begins his message.
Amen. Good morning, saints. Good morning. It's such a blessing to be back here in the house of the Lord. It's such an honor to be able to grace the pulpit and bring a word for the Lord. Amen. Amen. I want to thank God first and foremost for my health, my strength, my salvation, my deliverance. Amen. Without him, I wouldn't be standing here. I want to thank Amazing Grace, Pastor Feast, Sister Yolanda, for allowing me to grace the pulpit one more time and bring the word. And I just want to thank each and every one of you for coming out today to hear the word of God. Amen. Saints, pray with me right quick. Father God, we come before you right now in the name of Jesus. We give you all honor, glory, and praise. As we humbly approach your throne of glory, Father God, we just thank you. As we put our hand to the gospel plow right now in search of your word, Father God, we ask you for a spiritual understanding. We ask that you open up our eyes and open up our hearts, Father God, that your word could come in and take root in our hearts and grow deep, Father God. We just bind up anything of the enemy that's in the atmosphere that might want to try to hinder this word from coming forth. We cast it to the outer darkness as far as the east is to the west. We loosen the spirit of the Holy Ghost upon the heads of each and every member here, Father God. And we just thank you and we praise you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Saints, I think I was here a couple of weeks ago and pastor was preaching. And as he was closing, I believe he was in that Calvary call, God just spoke to me and he was giving me a message, right? And so I started writing because I learned a long time ago that, you know, when you try to just, I'll remember it later and write it down, you ain't going to remember nothing, not one word. So I've been obedient to start writing. But before he could finish, you know, I had the title, you know, the text, the problem, solution, effect, all that, right? Before he could finish. And I showed it to him. I said, God was giving this to me while you was preaching. And the title of the message is healing. Amen. And he said, well, we're going to have the healing room 2 weeks from now. Why don't you come and bring that message? I said, okay. But this message of healing is it's kind of unorthodox. Amen. It's not a message of, you know, sin versus righteousness type of message. It's a message of pretty much keeping the order. Amen. Because, you know, since the beginning of time, since man was created, we've always disobeyed God. Amen. We've always broke the order. Amen. Even with Adam and Eve in the garden, that's where it first started. You know, don't touch the tree that's in the midst of the garden. And they had to be disobedient. Okay. And in Noah's days, in the Antediluvian age, amen, God said that it repented me that I have made man. Because every thought and imagination of man is always continually evil. I will destroy him for his disobedience. Amen. And then you got King Solomon. You know, God gave an order that when you cross over the River Jordan, don't take any of those Gentile women for your wives, for they shall turn your heart against you, against me. Amen. Come on, Solomon had 700 wives and 300 concubines. And what he did to try to keep the peace in the adjacent regions all around him, the different countries all around him, he married the Pharaoh's daughter, huh? He married the Canaanite daughter. He married the Midianite daughter. He married the Babylonian daughter, the Chaldean daughter. Because he felt like, you know, they wouldn't come in and make war with him because their daughters were there and their grandchildren were there, and that's how he kept the peace. But he disobeyed God in that way. Amen. Solomon was the greatest, the wisest there'll ever be. Amen. We're not going to take anything away from him, but he did that. And even in, you know, in Jesus' time, the Pharisees, it was a fraternal order, the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the Sanhedrins and Herodians and all those guys, right? And they added commandments on top of God's commandments, breaking the order. Amen. So we can pretty much say we can give man a different name. Let's call him Can't Get Right. Let's call him Can't Get Right. Amen. Because he can't get right. He can't get the order right. Amen. So let's talk about the healing. Amen. And that's why Jesus had to come. Amen. And that's why he chose 12 and put them under his wing and taught them personally and walked with them and talked with them and showed them the right way. Jesus says, I didn't come to do away with the law. I came to fulfill it. I came to walk it out so y'all can see how it's done right. Amen. So when talking about healing, the unorthodox way of this message is not so much talking about the healing, but talking about sickness. Amen? Because the body was created to heal itself, right? Amen? Because, you know, you get a cut, you put a Band-Aid on it, a couple weeks, it's done healed up. Amen? So if the body is not healing itself, then why is that? Amen? Why is the body not healing itself? I would say it's because of what we consume. That's what I would say. I mean, because, you know, doctors that we go to, they don't actually heal you. No, doctors just treat you. Amen. They are practitioners. And they tell you they're a practitioner. They're practicing on you. You know, take two of these and call me in 2 weeks, and we'll see how that works. You know, if it's not healing you, then we'll up the dosage or we'll switch you to another medication. Amen. But they don't heal you. Amen. It's kind of like that principle with Raid, right? You know, if Raid actually killed roaches, then they'd be out of business. You remember back in the days, I haven't seen a roach in a long time, but you remember back in the days when, you know, you creep in the room and that light was, it was dark and you hit that switch and then roaches would scatter and one of them would drift off by itself and you spraying that bad boy. You spraying him and he's still walking, but he's getting a little slower and you still spraying him. Now you done got a puddle of Raid all around him. And if you don't put 12D on him, you can walk off for a few minutes and come back. And that roach is gone, right? Because he really didn't kill him, you know. Because if Raid really killed roaches, they'd be out of business. If doctors actually healed you, they would be out of business. Amen. They're giving you all these man-made chemicals in these laboratory healing agents that was created in a laboratory and that is not supposed to be in your body. Amen? It's not supposed to be in your body. Let me tell you something about this earth suit and this space suit. Now, when the astronauts go up into outer space, they need a space suit to deal with the atmosphere up there. You know, they need an insulated suit to keep the heat in. They need a bubble on their head, you know, with a hose in back to pump air. They need lead boots to keep them down because it ain't no gravity when they're up there. Well, you know that we are not from here, right? We are in this world, but we're not of this world. You know, I may have been born down here, but I was created up there first. And I got sent down here as a walk of faith to prove myself worthy to get back home. Amen? So when God sent me down here to earth, I need a earth suit. Amen? I need a frame to stand up. I need skin for this for these elements. I need a heart to pump blood. I need arteries to pump the blood to it. I need lungs to breathe, eyes to see, ears to hear. Amen? Amen. And he told us how to sustain that earth suit. Amen. Turn with me to Genesis chapter 1. When you get this, amen, it's real quick. Genesis chapter 1. Let's go into verse 29. God told you how to sustain and how to keep this earth suit. Amen. In the reading of the word says, and God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree, which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be meat. That's your food. Amen. Verse 30, to every beast of the earth and to every fowl of the air and to everything that creepeth upon the earth wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. Amen. Now, this is your food. Do you see that? Every green herb. Oh, but man is always trying to create something that's new and improved. Amen. Always trying to create. We are in the microwave age. Amen. We don't fool with the green herb and the seed yielding tree. Amen. Amen. I mean, he's always creating something new and improved. I say it's new, but it ain't improved. Amen. I mean, you got flu shots, TB shots, immunization shots, all this stuff you're putting in your body. Let's talk about immunization shots. Come on now. To get into elementary school, you got to get an immunization shot. Hmm? To get into middle school, you got to go get another immunization shot. To get into high school, you got to go get another immunization shot. To go into daycare, you got to get another immunization shot. All of these laboratory chemicals that are being pumped into our body that is not supposed to be there. Amen. TB shots. Come on now. Now, the work I do, I'm always going downtown or somewhere where they're afflicted, homeless people, where tuberculosis, which is an airborne disease, is highly prevalent. Okay. And so you go get a TB shot, right? They take that TB shot, that virus, and they shoot it underneath your skin and it bubbles up, right? Come back in about a week, let them check it. If it's red, then you got the virus. If it's gone, then you have built up a virus against it. But hold on. You just shot a virus into my body that's not supposed to be there. Did you not? Did anybody know that TB is a cow disease? It comes from cows. Yeah. That's why they say all of these diseases and stuff was generated from animals and stuff. But tuberculosis is a cow disease. Amen. And when that cow gets sick and he fall out, it's come from tuberculosis. But that cow, they'll take him and slaughter him and cut him up and wash him up and package him up and sit him in those grocery stores. And when we get it and we eat it, guess what? Amen. We're talking about this flu shot. They called it the swine flu, huh? But everybody stopped eating pork. And so that was messing up the meat industry. Amen. They were losing sales, so they changed the name to H1N1? This same thing, though. Swine flu. Amen. This stuff is not supposed to be in your body. Right? Pesticides. Canned poisoning, preservatives, pesticides. They got all these pesticides sprayed on them, right? When you go into the store, don't you see organic and this regular stuff? You know, and me, I'm from the hood. I ain't got a whole lot of money, so I ain't messing with that organic stuff that the price is way up here. But that organic stuff means that it was grown the way it was supposed to be, naturally, huh? Now, that other stuff got all these chemicals on it, this super grow and all that stuff. And when you eat it, you're putting it inside your body, right? Canned poisoning. You know, back in the day, When I was little, I used to pop open a can of beans and I'd eat it with the spoon, right? Sometimes if I didn't finish it, you put that can in the refrigerator. Wrong. Why you couldn't go back and eat that? Because you get can poisoning, right? But what made it poison? It was the preservatives that was in the can mixed with that metal. Am I not right? And we was eating that stuff. Huh? Wow. Stuff that should not be in your body, preservatives. I picked up a can of salmon this morning. Oh, that's fish. I'm good, right? But I looked on the back and it had cholesterol, sodium nitrate, polyunsaturated fat. What's that? This is stuff that's in our body. Now, we're finna get to the big thing right here. Eating meat with blood in it. I said this message was unorthodox. You know, we talking about why we are sick. Amen. Eating meat with blood in it. Let's go to Genesis chapter 9. When you get there, say amen. Amen. This is after the flood, and he didn't open up the door for Noah. Amen. Starting in verse 1. And God blessed Noah and his sons, and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth, and upon every fowl of the air, upon all that moveth upon the earth, and upon all the fishes of the sea. Into your hand are they delivered. That's dominion, right? Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you, even as the green herb I have given you all things. But flesh with the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, shall ye not eat. Oh, Pastor, we in the Old Testament. Okay, let's go to Leviticus. I ain't through with you. Let's go to Leviticus 17. Amen? Are you there? Let's start in, what is that, Leviticus? Let's start in verse, really? No. I'm messed up. I'm in Exodus.
We're in Exodus?
No. We're in Leviticus, chapter 17, verse 10. We're talking about meat with the blood in it that we consume. Starting in verse 10. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood. I will cut him off from among his people. For the life of the flesh is in the blood. And I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for your soul. He gave you beast of the field to make an atonement unto him. Amen. You're supposed to sacrifice that on the altar. You're not supposed to eat it. But we are eating this stuff. And God is telling you that you're wrong for doing that. Amen. 12, therefore I said unto the children of Israel, no soul of you shall eat blood, neither shall any stranger that sojourneth among you eat blood. And whatsoever man be of the children of Israel or of the stranger that sojourn among you, which hunteth and catcheth any beast or fowl that may be eaten, he shall even pour out the blood thereof and cover it with dust. For it is the life of all flesh, the blood. The blood of it is for the life thereof. Therefore I said unto the children of Israel, ye shall eat the blood of no manner of flesh, for the life of all flesh is blood thereof. Whosoever eateth it shall be cut off. One more. Just one more. Bear with me. Let's go to Deuteronomy. chapter 12. We're talking about why we're sick. Amen. We're going to get to the healing part, but I just thought that God told me to address why we're sick. Because he gave us an order. Amen. And I'm not sure we're keeping that order. Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 20. Let's do 15 and 16 first. Let's do 15 and 16. Verse 15, Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 15 and 16 first. Notwithstanding, thou mayest kill and eat flesh in all thy gates, whatsoever thy soul lusteth ever after, according to the blessing of the Lord thy God, which he has given thee. The unclean and the clean may eat thereof, as of roebuck and as of the hart. Only ye shall not eat the blood, ye shall pour it upon the earth as water. It says, because you lusteth after it. Verse 20, when the Lord thy God shall enlarge thy border as he has promised thee, and thou shalt say, I will eat flesh, because thy soul longeth to eat flesh, because thy soul longeth to eat flesh, thou mayest eat flesh whatsoever thy soul lusteth after. Lust, that's a strong desire, a strong wanting, amen? God gave us an order what to eat. But he loves us so much, amen, and he gave you a free will, a free choice, did he not? Because if he took that away, we'd be robots. But because man longeth after it, has a strong desire to eat it, okay, but I got to keep my grace and my hand of grace and mercy upon you that you don't kill yourself, amen. But we still eating, you know, now that's because of this scripture. I'm not going to get up here and tell you that you're going to die and go to hell because you ate a steak. Amen. But I'm telling you, there's some stuff that we should not be putting into this body that makes us sick. Now, I know that I might be offending some meat lovers around this camp, I might have to check this office door and leave that way. Might not be able to go past you meat eaters, you know, Pastor Fee talking about, you know, meet me at my house for fajitas. Amen. But these are stuff that's not supposed to be. God told us what to eat and what not to eat for the body. So it's kind of like anything other than what he gave you the order to do, it's kind of like disobedience. Kind of like. You know, because he told you what to eat. Now, if you're not following God's instructions, you know, what you think the body going to do? What do you think he's going to do? Because he told you what was going to sustain it and keep it running. You know, we're putting all this stuff in our body and it has a buildup over the course of time. Used to be the lifespan of a man was like 100, ripe old age. Now we lucky to get past 65. You know, we start to get old. Our eyesight is starting to get bad quickly, you know. Toes starting to get numb. Arms are starting to get numb. Organs are starting to fail. It's because of what we consume. Amen. So we open the door to sicknesses and diseases by what we consume it. Then here come the spirit of infirmity. Here come old Slewfoot, bringing the spirit of infirmity to ensure that death to the body. See, the book of Romans chapter 6 tells us that whatever we yield our members to, we make ourselves a slave to that. Amen? Slave can't leave and come as he please. You know, once he get trapped as a slave, that's what he do. So if you yield in your members to do things of this nature, no wonder it's so hard to change your diet. Amen? I wonder if anybody's familiar with Dr. Sebi. He's a Honduran physician. He found a cure to cancer, diabetes, and AIDS, and other sicknesses. They put him in prison for revealing that information to the public. Shortly after that, he was killed, wasn't he? Man don't want him to know, because, you know, it's a multi-trillion dollar business in the medical industry. You get sick, you go to the doctor, he get paid. He prescribed you a prescription, go get some of these sugar pills, and the pharmacists get paid. Then you got to come back, huh, for follow-up. And the whole time, you're never getting healed. Year after year after year, we still have these same symptoms. No healing. Because we know that God is the ultimate healer. Amen. I can't take my Mercedes, if I had one, to the Ford dealer because they didn't make it. Amen. So it ain't no sense of me going to man to try to get healed. He didn't create me. Amen. And Dr. Sebi said that there's only one disease, mucus. Try to open your eyes to something. All of these starches and excessive sugar and all of these nitrates and stuff cause mucus in the body. That mucus gets in your bloodstream and it clogs the flow of blood. It clogs the flow of blood. And the flow, which is life in the blood, it can't get to the organs. So your organs start to shut down. Your organs start to malfunction. You know, all the parts inside of it start dying off. And you start developing these sicknesses. But Dr. Sebi, what he did, when he found these cures, he went back to the blueprint. Amen. Dr. Sebi went back to the blueprint. Amen. God's instructions. He came up with a plant that cures cancer. Amen. Camptocyan plant, bandicoot berry, fool's curry leaf, turmeric, yellow curry powder. All this stuff cures cancer. But this is God's seed-yielding herbs. Amen. He didn't go to some laboratory chemical device antibiotic. You know what natural antibiotics are? A natural antibiotic is garlic, honey, ginger clove, oregano, red onions. Amen. These are natural antibiotics. Why do you need to go to the doctor to get, because antibiotics heal you, do they not? Amen. Plants that cure diabetes. Aloe vera. Amen. That cactus. Bitter melon. Cinnamon. Guar plant. And cayenne pepper. Amen. Cure diabetes. See, when he started revealing this to the public, they put him in prison. They didn't want him to speak because it's messing up their money. Amen. So, you know, we're talking about healing. We want to know why the body is sick. Amen. I'm not going to be up here long. I'm not going to be up here long, but I'm going to take you to this word. Amen. Let's go to John 5. Told you this is an unorthodox preaching right here. I called up Pastor Fee. I said, can I say this kind of stuff? You know, you might offend some folks. He said, no, whatever God put on your heart. And usually God takes me through this word, but he told me about to address this to the people. Why? Yeah. Why are we sick? Amen. John chapter 5. Amen. We're going to read all the way to verse 14. The reading of the word says, after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He was on his way to Jerusalem. Now, there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market, a pool, which is called in Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, a blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at certain seasons into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole, and whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. 38 years. And when Jesus saw him lie, he knew that he had been now a long time in that case. He said unto him, "Wilt thou be made whole?" The impotent man answered him, "Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me in the pool. But while I'm coming, another steppeth down before me." Jesus said unto him, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk." And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, "It is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed." And he answered them, "He that made me whole, the same said unto me, take up thy bed and walk." Then asked they him, "What man is it which said unto thee, take up thy bed and walk?" And he that was healed wist not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away. And the multitude being in that place, afterwards Jesus finding him in the temple and said unto him, "Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee." Amen. And I've been reading that scripture for years. And everybody, and I said to myself, this man was crippled. He couldn't go nowhere. He couldn't do nothing. He couldn't walk. Why did Jesus tell him to go and sin no more? Huh? What did he do? Now, everybody focus on the Pharisees talking about this is the day of the Sabbath. You picking up this bed and walking with it, it's like doing some work on the Sabbath, right? And a lot of people focus on that in the scripture. That had to be his sin, that he was working on the Sabbath. But those Pharisees was only concerned about religion, huh? Following this rule and dotting this I and crossing that every T. And he didn't sin by picking up his bed walking. Jesus told him to go and sin no more. And I had to look at that scripture. In verse 1, it says that there was a feast of the Jews. And Jesus went to Jerusalem. There was a feast. Now, in the book of Leviticus, God gives you all of these feasts. Huh? Unleavened bread. No. Feast Passover, unleavened. First fruits. Tabernacles. Right? Feast of Trumpets, all these feasts. God proclaimed it to be a holy convocation. It's kind of like a rehearsal that you got to rehearse every year until the day of the coming. Amen? And the order was that every adult male had to attend these things. Right? Now, this guy's excuse was, "I'm crippled. And nobody want to put me in the pool. That's why I can't make the feast." Huh? Amen? That was his excuse. Our excuse is we don't know how to eat. So we can't keep the order of God in keeping this body like it's supposed to be. That's our excuse. Amen? But God done showed you in this book, if you study to show thyself approved. He says seed yielding herbs. Trees with the seed in it of its own kind. Amen. You got to go and research that stuff and find out what those herbs and those plants do. But God provided them for you. Amen. Now, I'm going to close by saying this. God gave us another order. Amen. Go with me to James chapter 5. Today we got the healing room, amen? And there's a reason why Pastor instituted the healing room. James chapter 5. Are we there? Let's start reading in verse 13. This is the order God has given you from his holy Bible. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing songs. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him. Huh? Here it is right here. Anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Amen. Now, Jesus, the God gave Jesus an excuse. Amen. And we're talking about why are we sick. Now, we have Christ to heal us, and that's what he's there for. Amen. Saints of God. And it's okay to go to him for healing. But just like Jesus said to that guy, oh, you don't have legs? Let me heal you. Now you got legs. Don't you go and miss those feasts no more. Amen. Well, now you know. Let's go over to the healing room and let God heal us. And then he says, don't put that stuff in your body no more. Amen. Go and sin no more. Father God, I come before you right now in the name of Jesus. I give you all honor, glory, and praise, Father God, for your word coming forth. I thank you for your word today, Father God. I pray right now that the seed fell on fertile ground. I pray right now that it sinks deep into the heart and into the spirit, Father God, that we can go and govern ourselves by it. Give us the power of your Holy Ghost, Father God, to carry out your word right now. Let it just not be lip service and not just be the hearing, Father God, but let it be the doing right now of your holy word. Father God, and we just thank you for speaking to us on this day. We'll be ever so careful to always give you all the honor, all the glory, and praise. It is in Jesus' mighty name. Let the church say, amen. Amen. Amen.
If you're listening right now on the internet, and maybe you just were surfing the net, you came across Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, and you're hearing this message right now, and you may not even know who Jesus is, I'm going to ask you right now to pray with me that God will show himself mighty to you. He will come and visit you right now by faith. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I thank you. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I do believe that you died for me. I believe, God, that the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me of all my sins. And on the third day, you rose again to give me life and life more abundantly. Lord Jesus, forgive me now, God, of all my sins. Come into my heart and make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I'll do my best to serve you, Lord, all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed this prayer by faith, God, through the authority of his word, has saved you. I pray that you would find a Bible-believing church and that you would grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And all of our sermons, all of our notes, all of our PowerPoints are free at charge. Just download them from your computer and be blessed.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace at cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.